when you hear the word socialism, what do you think of that? Is that a positive or negative in your mind?
Right now, I think of it as more of a positive.
Millennials. Who are they? What do they believe? Why do we care? We visited a college campus to talk with some of these young, mysterious creatures who may hold the keys to the country's political future. And we asked for some help from Reason Foundation polling director Emily Eakins, who happens to be a millennial herself. Go ahead and mock Generation Selfie all you want. But Eakins says politicians and activists from all sides of the spectrum dismiss the millennials at their own peril.
There are three major reasons why we should care about the millennial generation. One, they're one of the largest generations we've seen in American history. Two, they're very diverse and we have a lot of new Americans in this generation. The third reason is that millennials came of a politically impressionable age during the post 9/11 era with ballooning government spending, two unpopular wars, and then the Great Recession. These are things that will forever impact their political judgments and their voting behavior, even as they get older. And as a result, we want to understand what they think, because that helps us understand how our politics will change in the future when they start to vote more.
How do you describe yourself politically? Liberal, conservative, something else?
No, I'm more liberal.
I think liberal. I was usually leaning more liberal, but I guess it depends on the topic.
I've grown up in a very conservative household, but I've been open to a lot of liberal views.
What we're finding is that young Americans today are increasingly more comfortable using the word liberal than older Americans. In fact, they're twice as likely to self-identify as liberal and about half as likely to identify as conservative.
I don't really have a political affiliation, but I guess if you were to define it, it'd be a moderate between liberal and conservative.
Money-wise, I'm kind of a moderate, but social issues-wise, I'm pretty liberal.
A lot of people have prematurely concluded that young people are liberals. And that's actually not true. They're not liberals, they're social liberals. 62% self-identified as socially liberal, but only 49% said that they were economically liberal. So that average millennial you might talk to on the street is probably going to be a social liberal and pretty moderate on the economic issues.
Do you prefer Democrats or Republicans or neither?
I don't like the two-party system.
There's things I agree from one party that I don't agree with the other and vice versa. So I just have to really kind of figure out which one I'm more leaning towards.
Right now, it's neither. I'm kind of angry at both. I voted Democrat before for Obama election, but right now it just seems like a big old like party, and they're kind of working or conniving together.
Young people are three times as likely as Americans over 30 to self-identify as politically independent. A third of them say no. They don't lean towards either of the two major political parties. Both the Democratic and Republican parties we'll need to take note of young people. Democrats may feel that they kind of have the millennial generation in their pockets, and that is not accurate.
Why do you think that is, that people around this age just don't trust either party?
They get a lot of their information on the internet. There's a lot that comes to light, so you can see the inconsistencies.
Obama said, oh, you know, we're going to get out of all these wars. We're going to stop doing these things. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, you know, that's a good idea. You know, we don't need to be wasting our time in battles that are pointless. And then, lo and behold, we're still doing all the same thing. So
even though Obama said he was going to try and take the troops out, I don't think that's enough.
Young people still like President Obama, but they are disappointed in him. Now, he won the election with 60% of the youth vote. However, today, only a slim majority, about 51%, still say they approve of his job performance. But that doesn't mean they're happy with everything that has transpired during his administration.
When you hear the word socialism, what do you think of that? Is that a positive or negative in your mind?
Right now, I think of it as more of a positive, because it's like, I think our country could use it a little bit more.
For me, socialism, I see it as a in-between. Because it's a disproportion of wealth in this country.
People tend to have a negative perception of it, probably due to Russia and those kind of things, but no, I have no negative connotation towards that.
It's kind of a loaded term because, you know, socialism can go anywhere from, like, you know, a Stalinist Russia to a country like you know, like Sweden or Norway, you know, which is doing pretty well for itself.
What's happening here is that young people don't know what the word socialism means. A government-managed economy isn't even socialism. That's socialism light. But if they were to understand that socialism meant government running Facebook, Amazon, Uber, they would not like that.
Would you like to see the government or politicians kind of making decisions about, you know, who makes what products, or do you think that's best left to the market?
I think that's best left to the market.
I guess, you know, being born in the U.S. and raised here, I prefer free market.
You have a positive view of entrepreneurs and small business?
For the most part, yeah. I can't knock anyone for trying to get their ideas off the ground, because, I mean, eventually I hope I could do something like that.
Just, do you have any ideas for a business that you want to start?
Not right now. It's just in the making. I know I kind of want to start one, yeah.
You put down 10 grand, or you can get a loan for that amount and start a franchise, and you have a great opportunity where they'll just build the building for you, and you become an operator owner. That's one opportunity in America. You couldn't get that in, say, China.
Young people have a different language than older people, especially a different political language. And as a result, people should be as precise and specific as possible when they talk about politics, not making big generalizations about socialism or capitalism or big government. Those things don't convey the meaning that they used to. They need to be specific about what government is doing, how it's doing it, and who's paying for it. Once young people learn that they're paying for things, that really changes how they approach politics.
Do you think government spends money wisely?
No, I definitely don't think they spend money wisely.
They should take out money from war and put it into our education.
The military industrial complex, that kind of thing.
I think they spend too much, like I said, in the defense ministry, like supporting countries they maybe shouldn't be.
We need to be more concrete when we talk to young people and be specific in the words that we use. Words like capitalism and socialism, language from the Cold War, post-World War II era, is just not going to work because those words have lost meaning.